Wherever little children gather, germs are sure to follow. In most cases, the viruses that are spread through close contact are easily treatable. But when children experience symptoms such as a stiff neck, high fever, headaches, and sensitivity to light or vomiting, bacterial meningitis may be suspected. When this child was admitted to Children's Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts, she was tested for meningitis, an inflammation of the membranes surrounding the brain and spinal cord. Dr. Lise Nigrovich of Children's Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts, says time can be significant in telling the difference between viral and bacterial meningitis.
Bacterial meningitis is a potentially life-threatening and serious condition which requires intravenous antibiotics and hospital admission.
As a precaution, doctors have frequently given the patient antibiotics to counter the more deadly bacterial form while they wait for results of the bacterial culture. That can often take 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, Dr. Nigrovich says the child with viral meningitis may have had a stronger dose of antibiotic than he or she needs.
Intravenous antibiotics are not helpful for viral meningitis, and the overuse of antibiotics for viral infection has the potential to increase resistance over time.
So researchers at Children's Hospital and 19 other pediatric medical centers in the U.S. have adopted a list of risk factors to help them make the correct diagnosis. First among them, a physician's observation of symptoms, then a blood test, and 3 specimens of spinal fluid. Laboratory results are produced in minutes, not days. The rate among low-risk children proved to be 99% accurate, thereby eliminating the need for antibiotics and for keeping children hospitalized longer than necessary. That was good news to parents like Jay Smith.
Bacterial meningitis is something that scares me as a parent and most parents. So if they have something that they're confident about can differentiate the two, I'd be comfortable with that.
There are several vaccines available for routine prevention of meningitis. Some countries, such as Saudi Arabia and Sudan, offer these vaccines to the general population. But according to the World Health Organization, routine immunization in many parts of sub-Saharan Africa is less effective beyond 3 to 5 years and cannot be used on children under the age of 2. Researchers are hoping this new method of risk assessment will help save many more lives. Melinda Smith, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。